Well, it was a 45th annual Park Point Art Festival this past weekend. Annie Dugan, she's a busy gal. She's the curator of the Duluth Art Institute. She's got a food farm. She's got a cute baby. So did you have a chance, Annie, to get to the Park Point Art Festival this weekend?
You know, I didn't, Lisa. I got a chance to go to the mini golf course, but I did not get a chance to go to the Park Point Art Fair. I love what they've, I mean, you've been talking about it all last week, but it really turned out to be a great weekend. It was a perfect weekend for looking at art, and I love that they had an emerging artist tent, they had more food, they had support from Minnesota State Arts Board, so they really took it up a notch, which is hard to do when you're doing a great job already. So here's
a question for you that definitely applies to art fairs that you may attend all summer long. It could even, depending on you, pertain to you going into a museum. Sometimes when you see a lot of art, especially if you don't usually look at a lot of art, you see a lot of art.
Right.
How do you stay mindful and open to what you're seeing instead of having it just start to become a blur of paintings?
A visual overload.
Exactly.
You can get visual overload and sort of feel like, oh my God, it's too much. And then you can't enjoy what you actually saw. I think it's really important not to give yourself a time limit, so not to say, I've got to see all of this in half an hour. I mean, I think that, you know, knowing, going in, sort of not sort of tying yourself to a clock is important. I mean, unless you have to meet your kids in half an hour and then, you know, maybe look at the clock a little bit. But I think practicing things like, a lot of times you see people, you know, sitting at one piece, you know, sketching, that's a way to slow yourself down. There was a study that said the average amount of time each person spends at a painting is 14 seconds, which isn't that long. But, you know, it's interesting. I sometimes, when people come through the galleries, one of the things that I make them do is actually just look at a painting for 2 minutes. And that's something that you can bring, you know, bring your clock with you. Bring your, you know, you have a smartphone, you have a timer on your
phone. I was going to say, everybody's got a timer on the phone.
Yes, exactly. Time yourself and make yourself look at something for 2 minutes. And it's really amazing. It seems like an eternity. But it's amazing how much more you see from a piece when you spend that kind of time. A lot of times, you know, we'll pick a piece. I'll make people play this game where we pick their favorite piece, pick their worst piece, and then I make them sit for 2 minutes in front of the piece that they like the least, you know, on a quick walkthrough. And it's surprising. A lot of people find that by looking at it and really sort of studying it for that 2 minutes, that they sort of see some things that they might not have before. So I think, like, figuring out ways to actually slow yourself down when you're in the space is really, really important. You know, you think quality over quantity. It's not a race to get through everything. You know, I'm sure there's a lot of museums are big enough that you can't see everything in one trip, and that's important. It's, you know, you can always come back and see more. So I think it's a really good idea to try and figure out ways to just slow yourself down. Think about questions as you're walking through, you know, how is this the same, different from what I saw before? You know, what kind of materials is the artist using? Why did they pick these kinds of materials? Sort of start asking questions. I think that's really important when you're looking at any kind of art. It slows you down, but it also makes you dig into the artwork a little deeper, and you'll be able to surprise yourself with some of the things that you're able to get out of that.
You know,
I also think it's really important. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to just say, sometimes you say you can always come back. Well, you can't always. I've had the opportunity to travel in the last few years a little bit, which is something I've never done, and always made time to go to a museum. But I've found that doing a, because you enjoy it too, it makes your vacation more fun.
Exactly.
Doing a lot of legwork in terms of planning in advance.
Right.
I went to the Museum of Modern Art in New York again, and
nice.
took a look at the stuff and the information online and was like, okay, this I want to see, this I want to see, so right. that I wasn't hysterically trying to see
right.
everything.
You weren't just trying to, like, walk through the whole entire museum in 2 hours flat,
yeah.
that you had certain spots. I think that's huge. Yep, I think that's really important and a good idea. And I remember in college, my professor in college, whenever we'd go to a museum, she always made us, she did set a time limit, so she said you can only be in the galleries for 2 hours before you have to take a coffee break or some sort of where you sit down and are able to process a little bit of what you just saw. I mean, you can go back in after 2 hours or an hour, but the idea is that you kind of give yourself a break, process the information that you saw, and then go back. So, like, if you're at the Park Point Art Fair, you know, go sit on the beach with a cup of coffee and then come back again, just to give yourself a little bit of breathing room so that you can appreciate what you saw and it doesn't sort of all blend in together into this crazy mass in your head. So.
There are wonderful, wonderful art fairs, everything from little town art/craft fairs that you might attend to some bigger art fairs in communities where you may be visiting this summer, and you want to take as much out of it as you possibly can.
Absolutely, and I think it's so important I think that's what art can do, is get you out of your head. You sent me a great article on Facebook saying that artists are people who strip habit away and return life to its deserved glory. And I think that, you know, a lot of us take summer vacations or we go up to the cabin and, you know, stop by an art museum so you're looking at the world a little bit different and getting yourself out of that habit. I think that that's really one of the most amazing things about art. And one of the things that I love about it is that it can sort of shake you out of what you're doing every day.
Shake yourself up a little bit. Annie,
exactly.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. It is always a treat, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Lisa.
Annie Dugan is the curator of the Duluth Art Institute and our host for Where's Art every Monday here on Northland Morning.